B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
No!
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your...
Who else in the level car say yay? Yeah!
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I drink these smoothies and then I start smelling like skunk. All right, Rich, what is going on? This is Armpits of America, where we, find out these places where terrible things happen. What do we got today?
Speaking of that, because a lot of these involve 911, I'm thinking later on in the week, maybe we do another Brooklyn 911. It's about time.
Okay, we got the materials and everything?
Yeah, we are. Well, I mean, we should be getting it today. So I want to make sure we get it first before we tease it. So we will do that. So let's. This is the way it works. I give you a real story from somewhere in this great nation of ours. And then after I tell you the story, you have to let me know, in your opinion, which of the three armpits of America that it occurred in, okay?
Yes.
We'll start with story number one. Numerous calls were regularly placed to 911 about a neighborhood man just trying to do his yard work. However, there was one small difference. This happened in Georgia, Alabama, or Florida?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, of course. Let's get to it. Let's see. Boom. Florida. Let's go down to Florida, shall we?
Florida sheriff is stepping in after a man bears it all, doing work around his house. Some of his neighbors have come to accept it, while others with young children are raising a flag.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Dennis Eckersley. What's the problem with the bond?
Imagine Dennis Eckersley just out there buffing down the old Camaro in the nude.
Yeah. Those who mow get the you know what.
Is that another Big Johnson t-shirt?
Yeah.
I haven't looked this much forward to a game in a while. Guess the punchline to the Big Johnson t-shirt.
I don't know how many euphemisms I can use because I got a good one, but I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Okay.
It goes, those who cut gas, get grass, get the...
Uh-oh. Get the ass?
No.
Okay.
Well, he'll be out there working on his car, opens the garage door up, stands there, works on his car, old Camaro he's got in there.
Hell yeah.
Maybe it is him.
I wish I had an old Camaro. The water spraying on Eckersley.
Ooh. Ooh la la.
It suds it up. Baby, today we're dropping the engine in her.
Wow.
I had to borrow my buddy's crane. You ever have a friend who was dropping?
Oh, he got smoked.
You ever have a friend who was dropping a motor in their car?
No, just an auto body in high school. There was the room that had that.
Matt Dumas one day was dropping a motor into his car, and everyone came over. We were all just standing in the driveway like, come on!
Did you have a high school that had auto body in it?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah. That's gone, I think. I don't think they have that in high schools anymore.
And you know what? The guys who took it are so successful.
I wished I would have taken it.
So why?
I had a beater. My car was always
broken
down.
I knew how to work on, even though that's all changed now, but.
A C-note.
No, the kids that did Votech were just like out smoking weed.
Oh, yeah, totally. Right in the hallway. It was always the guys who couldn't quite grow a mustache yet.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Ozzy Osbourne Bark at the Moon shirts. But ours was separate from the school. Like, it was like on the fringes of the school. So it was kind of like Lord of the Flies. They had their like own little thing. All right, here we go.
He'll be out there working on his car, opens the garage door up, stands there, works on his car, old Camaro he's got in there.
People who live in this Stewart neighborhood say the man will even do yard work completely exposed.
Really, really weird.
He's old enough to know that's not right.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office has received multiple calls and says his actions are completely legal, just as long as he does not inappropriately touch himself or cross his property line.
Everyone says that's just crazy. You know, it is.
However, if it continues...
Two different statutes have been met with that behavior. One being lewd and lascivious behavior. The other one being breach of the peace.
Some of the man's neighbors are defending his nude antics.
They're not taking it off their property, so I figured what they can do whatever they want to do on their land.
I know you love it, baby. It's my land. My scent is everywhere.
Bango.
And he's just sitting there with his fingers going, come hither. Come on to my property. There's an oasis of eroticism.
Oh, man.
Amy Canterbury is a mother of six. Her kid's bus stop is across the street from the man's home. She does not see a problem with him letting it all hang out.
Literally, they're the nicest people you ever meet, and they would give you their clothes if they had them on.
Forget
that might be the best line out of all of them.
Yeah, as the words are coming out of her mouth, she's probably like, oh, yeah, that's not right the way I wanted it. Did you ever have nude dude in your neighborhood?
No. No, I told you, I went over to a kid's house one time, and his dad was just like, I'm not putting on clothes.
Oh, yeah.
He sat at the dining room table, and then we went over to a guy's house, and he had Sergio Cecchini shirt, and what is the thing?
Horn of Plenty?
No. He was Jewish. The high. He had like a high, a gold high resting on his nestle chest hair, and he had no pants or underwear on.
Yeah.
He's like, dudes!
There was a guy who lived in a building across from ours who was always Mr. Wake Up in the Morning and stretch and look out upon the city with no pants on. On a regular basis, I would see this guy naked, and it was like a morning thing.
You're lucky.
Like, if you woke up Saturday, Sunday morning, he was just like coffee in hand and nuts a flopping.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
Those who drink the brew make the ladies coo.
Not a good Big Johnson rhyme.
No.
But it's not like those who swoon get the poon.
No, that one's even better. All right, let's get to story number two. A man whose house was infested by bees decided that hiring an exterminator was too expensive, so he decided to do it self.
Florida.
It backfired.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida, of course. Florida, here we go.
Bees still swarm the front of Michael Ledlow's ex-wife's home, even after he tried to get rid of them on his own. Ledlow getting his own protective gear. He says the cost of having the bees removed was too expensive.
So I thought, well, I'm protected. I have the suit on. I'll just go ahead and do it. Bees will just fly around me. They won't bother me. That was a mistake.
By the way, it's like a painter's outfit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like what you, like the stuff you paint in.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
All right. Can I just have you guess, how did he decide to do it on his own?
Like, what did he use?
What did he use?
Nunchucks.
He picked a fight with him. He taunted him.
Yeah. He's just like, da, da,
da. Nope.
A spatula.
He took off his mask.
Dan, do you know?
Fire is involved somehow. No.
That's a great guess.
Okay. Did he use a hairspray and a lighter?
That's a great guess, but no, he did not.
Okay.
That's a great guess.
Okay. So he wants to kill him. Does it involve chemicals?
No.
He poured like some kind of liquid on him.
No. He got like a net.
No.
All right. Well, I got to find out.
So I thought, well, I'm protected. I have the suit on. I'll just go ahead and do it. These will just fly around me. They won't bother me. That was a mistake.
Ledlow says he tried sucking up the bees into a shop vac.
But I've been trapped so many.
Because how would they remove themselves from it?
It's great. So he takes out the big shop vac, and he's got the vacuum in one hand, and he's got the big bucket in the other one. And my man just goes up and just tries to suck those suckers up. You can imagine how this went.
That was a mistake.
Ledlow says he tried sucking up the bees into a shop vac.
But I entrapped so many in my shop vac that it must have smothered the filter and it burnt the motor up.
The bees then started to swarm him, stinging him through his gloves.
Several hundred swarming around me.
He ran inside, but determined to complete the job.
I went back out and I tried it again. Same thing happened. They tore my hands up.
Ledlow says his hands swelled up.
It felt like my hands were on fire.
His chest tightened and he couldn't breathe. He was sent to the hospital where he's in fair condition, now hanging up the bee suit.
I'm never putting it on again.
And leaving this job to a professional.
Don't do it. Call a professional.
I don't buy for 1 second he's not doing that again.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's going out there to finish the job.
Right, he's fixing the motor on that thing.
Yeah, he's going to be out there nude fixing the motor. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Oh, great grab.
Oh, I thought you almost.
5-0. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, fellas. That's a good job. Come down here and take care of business. 5 yards a carry. That's a big improvement. All right. Defensively, one for whatever on third down. So that's good. All right. But look, big thing is now we're going to turn the page, okay? It's Wednesday night, okay? Just look at it that way. It's Wednesday night on a Sunday game. So we got a quick turnaround here. Let's get some rest, all right? Let's do a good job here of being ready to go tomorrow and finish up this game and then get on to the Giants. All right, this one's going to be right on top of us. So we know them a little bit from preseason. We still got a lot of work to do here. All right, let's make this a good week, fellas. Let's make it a good week. Congratulations. That's the way to come down here and nail them. Yeah. Nice job, man. All right, Slade, it's all yours, buddy.
Fellas. It ain't an easy thing to go 5-0 in this league. I don't care who you play. 5-0. How do we feel about that 5-0?
Oh, yeah!
Mm-hmm. How do we feel?
5-0.
5-0?
How do we feel about 5-0?
Be listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Giants tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Courtesy of Thursday night at Gillette Stadium, courtesy of Duncan, I should say.
All right. Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
All right, so Jay Gruden was fired. He had to get up at 4 in the morning and go into the facility to get fired at 5 in the morning yesterday, so... He doesn't seem overly upset about it, as we predicted.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a report that came out yesterday that he was more relieved than anything.
Yeah, of course.
He knew it was going to happen, and he was just, I mean...
He said there was too much interference, and it was, like, basically a garbage job, and he didn't want to do it.
Yep. Oh, did you hear the new rumor about who the Redskins are eyeing and who they might want to bring in this end of the season?
Yes.
Mike Tomlin.
Yes. They've always had their eye on Mike Tomlin, and if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm saying...
Why would I ever want to do that?
I'm working with the most stable ownership in the history of maybe sports.
I don't care if he crashes and burns this season. Obviously, with Ben Roethlisberger hurt and all these different changes, he's not going to get much of the blame. That guy is going to be able to get any gig that he wants for any amount of money. There is not going to be a hotter prospect available on the market as a head coach than Mike Tomlin in how long?
He might be
the most sought after one. Man, I don't even. Like, I can't even
Parcells
compare.
Parcells was always sought after. Go ahead.
Yeah.
A couple of things. First of all, Tomlin still is signed through next season. So one of the thoughts, and I've only seen it in a couple of places, is if Dan Snyder will offer compensation for a guy who's still under contract. I mean, if the Steelers crater this season, and of course they're down to their third string quarterback at this point, you know, if they finish 4-12, 5-11, whatever the case may be, Pittsburgh decides it's time for a change. But they don't want to fire him because they don't do that
there. The Rooneys have never fired a coach.
Right. They don't do that there. Why not get something for him and then get him off your books?
I believe the Rooneys. Because it was Noel, Cowher, Tomlin.
Right. That's it.
So, I mean, the best job in sports for a coach is coaching the Steelers.
Right.
And as much as I've ripped on Mike Tomlin and as much as I know people who are diehard Steelers fans who said he's been needed to go for years... It just almost doesn't feel right to fire him after this year.
I don't know many Steelers fans that don't like him.
It's a lot. See, I know a bunch.
Who do you know who's a Steelers fan?
One of my good friends, one of my best friends, massive Steelers fan. And he hates Mike Tomlin. Has hated him for years. He's hated his play calling. He's hated his attitude. He's hated the fact that he gets walked on by his players, which I kind of argued with him. I'm like, I mean, you look at what he's been able to do with some of the, you know, personalities in that locker room, and
it's
still
a miracle
that
Antonio Brown stuff didn't come out.
It's true. It's true. Now. But a lot of Steelers fans don't like this guy, or at least that I know. But I just think that he is going
Steelers
to be able to get anything
fans generally don't dislike anything having to do with the Steelers. It's very difficult to get a Steelers fan to crack.
After the last couple of years, I think patience has been tested.
I don't know. I know 500 of them, and they defend them to the death.
Your dad. Your dad's a Master Steelers
fan. My dad and every single person that in Pittsburgh that I have to talk to all the time.
So this was awesome. And as a matter of fact, as dysfunctional as the Redskins are, they did something that the Red Sox did not do, and that is have a press conference when they hired somebody who was somewhat important to the team, like they didn't do with Dombrowski until, of course, like 2 weeks later, and it was an impromptu one, and it sucked. But here is Bruce Allen, the Redskins president, who is doing his best Kevin Bacon all is well impression from Animal House as he discusses the firing of Jay Gruden.
Good afternoon. Last night after the game, we came to a decision that we had to relieve Jay of his duties. Dan and I met with Jay this morning to release him of his duties, and it was a brief conversation, and we're fortunate to have a season.
Jesus, why don't you whistle your asses more? Jesus Christ.
He is a little bit of the old dude from Family to Family Guy.
Yes, indeed. We had to relieve him of his duties. Hey there, Muscle. We got to relieve you of your duties.
That's an underrated impression of yours.
Thank you. It's an impression of impression. All right, here we go. We continue with Capital. That's whistling S, which might be the worst thing in the world.
And we're fortunate to have a seasoned veteran like Bill Callahan on our staff.
Is Dan Snyder not addressing the fans today?
Because I am.
Will there be an opportunity to talk to Dan about the franchise that he owns at some point?
Yeah, Dan makes himself available from time to time.
Yesterday, your stadium was pretty much taken over by Patriot fans. The players heard it. The opposing players heard it. The opposing head coach mentioned it yesterday. Where we're at right now, can you apologize to the Washington Redskins fans who have been so loyal for so long? And what are you going to do starting today in your capacity to make things better?
Well, I appreciate, Tom, I appreciate the fact that the Patriots have a great fan base. Bill Belichick's probably the best coach in NFL history, so I'm sure many of our fans put their tickets on the second market and made some money on it, selling it to people from the Northeast.
Bruce, there's a lot of talk about the culture surrounding this football team. And obviously with 2 decades without much playoff success, without much on-field success, how would you describe the culture surrounding this football team?
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
I mean, you got a guy who's still not playing for your offensive line. Right, you've got it. You're 0-5.
Who you won't move.
Yeah, you have a dude
despite,
right.
You could get probably 2 first-round picks.
Now, that's just stubbornness. That's all that is.
Oh, you don't think so, John? You don't think Snyder's saying don't trade him?
Jesus.
You don't think that everyone under the sun's like we could get 2 first-round picks for the guy?
And 2 things. First of all, great job by the press just killing this dude, Bruce Allen. And second of all, how many of these dudes are going to have their press credentials yanked by Dan Snyder because they heard this press conference?
At what point does it even matter? At what point do your listeners not care anymore?
I don't think he can. I think he's just out for blood. The same way he bought a radio station that was running the Redskins
bought
game.
Got a paper, like a tabloid. Got them taken out of print.
That's
too.
Right. And he bought it just so he could control the narrative of what they would say. Oh, this is the best. And I love the fact that he's just sitting there. And one of the best questions is where's Dan Snyder? And he goes, well, I'm here. It's almost like what Alex Cora said when they got rid of Dombrowski. It's like, hey, can we speak to manager? He goes, well, I'll answer any of your questions.
Well, that was a coup. I mean, when they got rid of Dombrowski, yeah. No one could sleep.
By the way, Bruce Allen is the son of a legendary Washington Redskins head coach.
I know that.
Just embarrassing that his son is presiding. His son is basically a yes man for the owner. That is throwing himself
basically
on grenades.
Basically.
I mean, it's remarkable what this franchise has turned into. George Allen was great coach of Illinois. I think, didn't he go to a Super Bowl with the Rams? No, he was too early for that. But, I mean.
No, George Allen's the guy that they always show on the NFL film stuff.
Yeah, the Rams went to the Super Bowl after Allen left. But the Redskins routinely won 10 games. They had Theismann back then. I don't think he won a Super Bowl with them. But Alan, right before the Hogs and all of them, he was the head coach.
Gibbs came
legendary
into,
franchise.
Came into town.
That culture comment was just awesome. Are you still, is there still more?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
18 seconds more.
These people care. We have a very young core of players that we have brought in here who are accustomed to winning. We haven't put it together. We've made too many mistakes on game day. But the effort of the players and the rest of this organization is fantastic.
And, get your dentures fixed.
And by the way, I think that just from everything I read, they never thanked Jay Gruden. I think it was just an awareness that he had been dismissed. And it almost seems like they're putting most of the blame on him.
Good. If I'm Jay Gruden, don't thank me. Just sign the check.
Yep. Just continue to pay me for the next year and a half because that's what you're on the hook for.
Yep. You owe me a lot of money. Yep. So pay me and I don't have to deal with your dumbass anymore.
Great culture. It's the same one that froze out the coach with any kind of decisions that they made on personnel. As you were saying, Fred, they got Haskins there because he played for the same team that Dan Snyder's son played on or something?
Dwayne Haskins played on Dan Snyder's son's high school football team, and that's why Snyder came into the war room and demanded that they take Dwayne Haskins. So Dan Snyder does not particularly care about the success of the team. You know, they removed seats from that stadium, too.
I think I was talking to Mike Lockhart about this. I think Miami's going to win this weekend. Miami versus the Redskins.
I know. That's a must-watch for me.
Because Miami doesn't want to win.
That's how you want to spend your day.
No. I'm not saying beginning to end, but I am going to check in on it.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to check in on it. It's the Battle of the Turds. Yeah. And on top of that,
I get enough Battle of the Turds.
You take a beating every week.
I watch the first two possessions of every Jets game, and then I turn it off.
You just get disgusted and go, nope, not going to go well.
I used to tape the Pats games and watch the Jets games live.
Yeah.
No.
You can't do that anymore.
Unless Sammy D comes back this week and starts.
Well, today is apparently the day.
Yep.
Today is the day the doctor's going to take a look at him, and if the doctor's
give
a thumbs up.
Gase unleashes the offense.
That's right. Gase unleashes the offense that we saw against Buffalo in week one.
Right. In first and second down, he's like Le'Veon Bell for 1 yard.
No, you got to throw a swing pass for 1 yard. Not running both times. You got a swing pass from Bell for 1 yard.
He didn't let them throw swing passes to Bell. Bell's second in the league with carries.
Yep.
They just hand it to him, and he just runs into a brick wall and falls down. And then they hand it to him again, and he runs into a brick wall and falls down.
But anyway, today's the day. They're going to examine Sammy D.
Sammy D! Handsome!
Doctors say yes, he's playing this weekend.
All right, well, this is a bit we decided to do today. And if you are young, you will get to love it. When we were children, there was something called Big Johnson T-shirts. And Johnson was the, what they call... God.
Fred just looked at the TV, and there's a segment on Good Morning America. Is the mustache making a comeback? I mean, after all the Minshew crap.
That's awesome. Good Morning America is set in New York City. I think there was a time 10 years ago where there was nobody that lived in Brooklyn that wasn't a Hasid that didn't have a mustache.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And nothing told you that you were ladies' man more than a Big Johnson t-shirt.
So the way this came up was that we were saying that, first of all, John Wall looks exactly like the dude from the Big Johnson t-shirt. But ever since he moved into the second chair, we've been calling him Big Johnson because he's been swinging it around here. He's been, you know, very confident, talking a lot. And it just got us thinking. Fred started looking them up. And it's one of those things where, you know, when we were in high school, they were all over the place. Actually, even like middle school, these things were everywhere, along with co-ed naked shirts. And you think about them and you're like, did that really happen? Like, did these really exist? And did people actually wear them? Like, were there parents who put them on their children and sent them to school in these things?
All right. So the idea is that there's like kind of like a nerdy dude like Wallach that's named Big Johnson.
Right.
And then they will say it's Big Johnson and it will be some sort of business.
Yep.
And then there'll be a sexual pun at the end.
Yep. But Big Johnson's always got these like these very attractive women who are like all over him. And there are these dudes behind him going, how does he get the chicks?
Yeah, they're always befuddled.
Right. And it's because he's Big Johnson.
Okay.
So I thought, let's play a game. You're going to give us the scenario like, you know, Big Johnson firefighters, and we have to try to guess what the punchline was on the T-shirt, okay?
By the way, there is a market for vintage Big Johnson T-shirts I'm seeing.
Vintage? Oh, how much are they charging?
Fred, if you saw a guy walking around in the wild with a Big Johnson T-shirt, you'd almost have to take his picture.
Oh,
it would
absolutely
be so overly ironic, though, that I don't know if I could... if I could do it. All right, here we go. Big Johnson Landscaping.
Oh, okay.
You know, obviously, what it's going to be.
Our equipment is large and in charge.
Oh, come on, John.
No. It's got to be, you've got to, is there a hoe involved?
No.
Or are they that disrespectful? Okay. If you want
They're never disrespectful.
They're not disrespectful. It's just all about how big your Johnson is.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, like you love chicks.
Okay. If you want to mow...
Oh, you guys are so far off. This is so easy.
Landscaping?
Yes.
Oh, if you're going to... Does it have anything? Oh, yeah. If you want to get the ass, you got to know how to trim the grass or something.
Call us when it's time to trim a little bush.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if they would have gone there. Okay, now I kind of know where the bar is.
All right.
Okay. All right, Big Johnson Landscaping. Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, these are bigger. All right, let's see here. Oh, come on, Pinterest. There's a Pinterest of all Big Johnson shirts.
Billy Lanny is saying that Co-Ed Naked is the one that was in there.
Okay.
Their schools.
Yeah, mine too.
All right, Big Johnson Charter Fishing.
Oh, it takes a big rod. As I said before, mine was better, but it's got to be, it takes a big rod to pull in the tuna.
It's not bad. Go ahead, John.
Our polls go deeper than most.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yours don't even, like...
I have to rhyme them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta rhyme them.
You'll get a little more snapper when you're hitting bottom with a Big Johnson.
I mean, that's kind of like yours.
Yeah. Yes.
You're gonna snapper.
Good Lord. No, you'll get more snapper.
Okay.
And then it's him pulling up a red snapper.
I actually like mine better, to be honest.
Yeah. Snapper. Who's ever used that term?
All right. No, of course no one's used that term. All right. Big Johnson Lawn Care.
Oh, we just kind of did that. If you're going to...
Oh, no. It's the same thing, just a different shirt.
They kind of ran out of ideas. Just like, well, that catchphrase was so good.
All right.
We're going to do it again.
Okay, we already did that one. All right, Big Johnson Surf Shop.
Oh, okay. If you want to... Ride the swell, or hang on. If you've got
you were very, very close.
Something like riding this. If you're good at riding the swell, it takes a big board to ride the swell. Or
I was
going to
say,
that.
Well, it's got to be Big Johnson. It's got to be the tag.
Oh, yeah, to have a Big Johnson. It takes a Big Johnson to ride the swell.
Yeah, this is a terrible one. If it swells, ride it with a Big Johnson.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, all right.
All right, Big Johnson fire hoses.
Oh, it takes a big hose to put out. It takes a gigantic hose.
To make the ladies wet.
Oh,
that's a
good finisher.
All right, Big Johnson fire hoses is not many fire. It's not how many fires you put out. It's the size of your Johnson that counts.
That just
no.
Dude, ours are a million.
I'm two for two, man.
Big Johnson Co. You need to hire us.
Jesus.
You want a quality
like
T-shirt?
You could handle that amount of money. You just get your response with it.
Blow it all at the track.
Yep. All right. Oh my god, dude, these are so bad. Big Johnson beer pong tournament. I mean, they just start.
If
they
you
want to
put, if you want to put your balls in the right place, then you got a Big Johnson.
It's not even like it's not. It makes they did not try.
What is it?
Whip out your balls and let's get foamy.
No.
All right.
I want to say something about balls and cups or something like that.
You know what? We have to make a John Wallach Big Johnson t-shirt.
Someone will do it. All right. Big Johnson Tattoo Parlor.
Oh, your needle. It takes a big needle.
Yeah.
Oh, something. It takes a big needle.
This is kind of like off script for them.
Our needle spreads ink everywhere.
I mean, there's no worse than what's going on.
You're not
with
this. Doing too bad in this game, John Wallach. What is it?
You're going to feel more than a little prick. Again, they stopped trying at a certain point.
You're not giving that one enough credit. That one's not bad.
No,
that was not. All right,
now there's like weird things coming up on my computer. All right, Dan's got one.
Okay.
Big Johnson Custom Cycles for motorcycles.
Oh,
something with a hog.
If you want to ride this hog,
Have a Big Johnson.
That's good. You won't have to settle for a hog when you're straddling a Big Johnson.
That's not bad. It's close enough. It's close enough.
All right. This Pinterest thing keeps popping up. Come on, get out of here. All right. We'll do a couple more. Big Johnson Contractors. They were just running out of jobs.
If you wanted to take too long finishing your work.
Yeah, if you want to go through a bunch of hassle and have you show up on random days and like do like a little bit of work and then have to call you to remind you and then all the work fall apart when it rains.
When you need the right Johnson to finish.
Oh, no, you're missing. No. You're missing something here.
Rulers. Something, I don't know what.
Big Johnson Contractors, we don't stop until you get drilled, nailed, and hammered.
Okay. Would you like me to
Quiz you on some Dan's got one.
You got one?
Just one more. Yes. Easy one for you. Big Johnson Putters.
Something about balls.
No.
Balls and holes.
It takes a Big Johnson to get in the hole.
One good stroke. And you're in the hole.
I love Bird.
One good stroke.
Bird was reacting in real time there.
He was listening. That's a plus.
All right, Fred. Co-ed naked softball.
Okay, give me an example of a co-ed naked.
Okay, co-ed naked softball is if you're in scoring position, we'll drive you home.
Okay, so all right. So there's no...
There's no rhyme.
Okay.
Co-ed naked billiards.
One good stroke gets it in the hole.
Get felt on the table.
Oh, that's the same as the Big Johnson one.
Co-ed naked beach volleyball.
Co-ed naked beach volleyball. Yeah.
In the sand, it's twice as grand.
All right, I'm not going to guess any of these.
Co-ed naked law enforcement. Why would you wear that?
I don't know. We got guns. I don't know.
Against the wall and spread them.
Okay, there's no way I'm going to get these. All right, finally, the final one. Big Johnson Cigar Club.
Oh.
This is awful. All right.
Smoking Johnson?
No. It doesn't make any sense. All right,
that's still pretty good,
though. This is the end. First of all, there's nothing I know of called a cigar club. It's just like, all right, this is awful. You're never going to get it in a million years.
Okay. All right.
This means nothing.
Just read it.
Big Johnson Cigar Club. Let her have the pleasure of puffing on a well-wrapped Big Johnson. So there you go. Big Johnson running out of steam towards the end. All right, we'll be talking to Will Brinson at 9 o'clock about football.
We need a radio one for John Wallach. We need one for doing headlines.
Crystal Roy will be on this in five seconds.
If we made a throwback John Wallach Big Johnson t-shirt, it would be my favorite t-shirt.
And you could sell it.
As long as I get one, that's all I care about.
It would be my favorite t-shirt.
Because he does look like the Big Johnson guy.
He looks just like the Big Johnson guy.
All right, well, I'm glad that we gave you that award-winning radio. And now allow me to get back to my Ronnie Ortiz Magro and Jen trauma that's going on in Jersey Storm. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Yes.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub. Mayfield. Trying to get away, and the ball comes loose. And the 49ers recover. And it's Nick Bosa with the football. Landry and Beckham Jr. to the left. He looks to the right.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that was the sound of expert football analysis coming true, as predicted. Everyone said, "Oh, the Cleveland Browns are going to be so good this year." Oh, the Cleveland Browns! They got Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, look at them! They got a receiver. Look at the weapons: Landry on one side, Beckham on the other side, Nick Chubb, who turned into a star last year. Look at all of this, and but one consistent in that is that you have Baker Mayfield as your quarterback. Now, Baker Mayfield, with all his chutzpah and his attitude, that don't make you taller, that don't make you stronger, and that don't make you smarter. And for all your grabbing your nuts against Kansas State or whatever, or Baylor, grabbing your nuts at the Baylor sideline, you're not playing Baylor anymore. You're playing in the NFL where you have none of the skills or the mental toughness to be equipped to play this game.
Yeah.
You are just not physically gifted enough, and all the quote-unquote intangibles you bring to the table are lost on professional athletes. How anyone who analyzes this game or anyone who has played this game or anyone in a front office thinks that rah-rah crap, unless backed up by a superior skill set, is going to do? You talk to these players, they're very jaded. I mean, they go in, it's a business. I mean, you go up to a 9-year veteran in the league and start grabbing your package and yelling and screaming, they're going to roll their eyes at you.
Well, I mean, it was last night was embarrassing for Baker Mayfield. It was worst game of his professional career. He went 8 for 22, only 100 yards, and his first completion wasn't until almost the end of the first quarter. Two interceptions, fumbled twice. And one I didn't think was his fault, and then Tony Dungy goes, "Oh, yeah, that was his fault." I'm like, "All right, Tony Dungy, I knew I liked you."
He wrote a book.
That's right. He was sacked four times, had a 13 for a passer rating, but I thought the most interesting thing that we learned this morning was John was telling us, that this season, if you look at the passer rating compiled from all
who's played quarterback.
Everyone who qualifies.
Who qualifies from the beginning of the season.
Including the Jets' third-string quarterback.
Out of 34 people who qualify, John.
Yes.
Where is Baker Mayfield on that list?
That would be 32nd, ahead of Luke Falk and Josh Rosen. I mean, those are the only two quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky's five spots higher Baker Mayfield.
But John, they brought in Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
They brought in a weapon. And by the way,
very wrong about all of
this. Two catches for 27 yards. At what point does Beckham say, "I don't like this. I'm in Cleveland. We suck. I got a moron for a head coach and a guy who can't get me the ball."
Yeah, the head coach is awful. Now, I was looking at their remaining schedule because I was like, this is going to be how great would it be if they end up just crashing and burning and winning like four games this season? But that's probably not going to be the case. First of all, they got the Seahawks next, which they're going to get killed. The Patriots, obviously, they're going to get killed. But then it goes Broncos, Bills, they're going to lose. Steelers, we don't know what that is. Dolphins, they're probably going to win. Steelers, again, we don't know. They're going to beat the Bengals. They're going to beat the Cardinals. And they play the Ravens, which they'll probably lose. And they're going to win against the Bengals. So I think on paper,
they beat the Ravens bad this year. But listen, week in and week out, you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, the Broncos beat the Chargers. I mean, if Baker Mayfield has to go up against a pretty good Broncos defense at Mile High, I have no faith that he goes in there and wins that game. You, with a team like this, you can't run down the schedule and say win-loss. You have no idea what they're going to do. They can lose every game coming up. Go ahead.
Just look at the other side for a second and the 49ers, who are now 4-0
against
all odds.
But that does not interest me. What interests me is Baker Mayfield being horrible.
I understand.
I like the fact that you can look at the NFC and say that there's one other really good team. Because, I mean, there's been a shortage of very good teams right now in this league. And the 49ers have proved, to me at least, they don't seem to be a joke. And Jimmy Garoppolo looked good, and the offense looked imaginative.
If they can get by, they're at the Rams this weekend. If they can get by that game, you have the Redskins, Carolina, and Arizona. I know you don't care.
All right, so fine. So Richard Sherman, after the game.
I think I have him.
Baker Mayfield would not shake his hand at the coin toss because he's such a bad boy that hates his opponents. And Nick Bosa,
sending a message.
Yeah, by the way,
again,
to Richard Sherman.
NFL defensive linemen have only a certain amount of plays in them where they can go full out.
Yes, we found that out.
Yes. The behind-the-scenes thing of professional football is fascinating
to me.
Yes,
it is.
If you antagonize someone like Nick Bosa...
Bosa was furious
and then badmouthed him after the game.
Killed him. Yeah, here's it. Let's play Bosa, because Bosa, like, he's not a guy, I think, who boasts about what he does, but he was really loving the fact that he killed Baker Mayfield yesterday.
He had it coming, so. But he didn't say one word back, so.
What'd you say, just an example?
I don't know, I was just screaming his name, like, Baker, Baker, you good? Come on, pick it up. We want a challenge. Like,
stuff like that. So this was throughout the game, not just...
Yeah, and he was just looking at me like...
Can you tell when a quarterback is starting to rush things a little more and get out of rhythm, and did you see some of that tonight?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how anybody thought he would be able to see over Eric and Buck, but he was panicking. He was... double clutching, rolling back and forth. We had him rattled.
Awesome.
Yeah, you pissed him off. And again, you can't get taller. You're not going to get any taller. And he ain't Drew Brees, baby. Drew Brees is a generational talent.
Well, after
Big hands.
Very big hands. You got big. I love this guy.
Yeah, look at this guy. He can throw a wet ball.
Mm-hmm. He can throw a wet
ball.
That
was Brady Quinn, right?
Yeah,
it worked out great.
Well, after
you're gonna marry a gymnast and have no career, then you're gonna do football and be a below average analyst.
Alicia Sacramone, is that who you end up marrying?
I think so.
I think so. All right. Well, after John Wallach's headlines, we'll come out of that with what Richard Sherman had to say last night,
and then we'll talk to Will Brinson from CBS Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.